guys, welcome to Breaking Rumors. Real news, real opinions. And I have some news today and my opinions on it that made me think about something. The one thing that I saw today in the news, I follow BBC News, and they reported on England football fans are rioting in the streets, and you know they had the riot police out there and taking charge, and I guess they're rioting because England may not be able to play or something like that in their tournament or game that they're having right now. And so it just made me think about something. So gamers, video games, and those of us that play games, there's this big whole, violence in video games, or video games, cause people to be violent and everything. And there have been studies that show that that people that play, a first person shooter or an action game or something show, heightened aggression or heightened emotions that lead to aggression, after they play those games. Now, here's the thing though. You have those same exact emotions when you're playing sports. I played sports my whole life. I've played games my whole life. And I know that when you are, on the football field or on the basketball court or something, like you get into it and it gets pretty intense. And obviously, and you can't deny that because you see people that play sports, the fights that happen, how they're just like pushing each other and shoving each other. And that is cause heightened emotions and heightened aggression. And you have that adrenaline going even after the game is over. So I just think it's funny. How many riots do you know of that have been caused by video gamers? Tell me that. So many riots have been caused by sports fans, their teams winning or losing. Have you seen any video game fans of esports? When their team wins or loses, they go rioting in the street? No! No, you don't. You never have. And I just think it's interesting that the psychologists or the media or anything, they focus on how video games are creating a violent society, when sports has been creating that same type of society for generations. Back in the day, you had people, and going to the Roman Colosseum and watching people kill each other. Sports has always had that point of aggression and essentially violence that appeals to people. I don't know if appeal is the right word, but that's been going on forever, but for some reason people just want to focus on video games. Maybe because, in a video game you're going through the process of actually shooting someone or like killing monsters or, other players or something like that. And maybe they think that you're actually killing someone, that's going to cause you to kill people in real life. Whereas, I don't know, sports, you don't kill people, but I can guarantee you that the destruction, if you count how much destruction's been caused by sports fans and compare it to video gamers, sports fans will dwarf the amount that, gamers have done, if they have done any, physical damage like that. If there's a story about video gamers rioting that I'm not sure about, please let me know. Does the media not focus on that because maybe, sports, they bring in a lot of money, what is it that makes people think that video games are so evil, but yet you have this other thing that is normal for society and that causes the same type of heightened emotions and aggression that we have actually seeing destruction come from because of crazy fans. What, I don't know. I'm on my soapbox right now, and it's just crazy. And don't get me wrong. I love sports. I do. I played sports. But I've never been one of those crazy fans, like, get all up in people's faces. How dare you insult my team? Or I can't believe we lost the championship. So let's riot and destroy our city. Or what makes even less sense, when your team does win a championship and you still riot and destroy your city. That does not make sense, people. It doesn't. But I don't know. I'm just interested. What are your viewpoints on, what is the difference between violence caused because of sports and violence caused because of video games? I doubt there's a study out there, but if there is, share it with me. I'd like to know. But I'm interested to know your thoughts and opinions. Like, tell me about violence in sports and violence in video games, and whether there's a correlation between that. It was just something that was on my mind today, and how I just think it's interesting that people just, when you talk about children and they're playing too many video games, and that's going to cause them to be lazy and violent and everything like that. But then you thrust your child, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you shouldn't put your kids in sports, but you put your kids in sports where the whole point of putting on football pads and a helmet is to beat down and tackle the other person, or in wrestling where you're throwing people around, or hockey, any of those very hands-on aggressive sports. We'll teach you those things. But it's interesting, don't get me wrong, like, even like baseball, where you're not really coming in contact with anyone, or like tennis or something like that, there's still heightened emotions of aggression, because the whole point is for you to essentially destroy and take out your opponent at all costs. And that is kind of, we teach our kids that mentality as well when it comes to sports. But yet we're so focused on, oh, well, we can't let them play too many video games because then they're going to be crazy killer people. No, that's not the case. And there's also been studies that show that that's not the case as well. There's studies on both sides. But please share your thoughts with me. My commute's a little short today because I'm actually picking up some dinner for the family. But gamers versus sports fans violence. Tell me about it. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening to Breaking Rumors and my opinions on this news story that led me to my opinion, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.